Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome to another H2H recap, where we recap this week's highlight H2H matches from the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. This is recap number 6 for this 2022 highlight battle court season. And today's podcast is being brought to listeners by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, Magic City Highlight, FantasyHighlight.com, WatchHighlight.com, BetRivers.com, and Black Star Fund Limited Liability Limited Partnership. And for this past week, we had an exciting set of matches on Sunday the 20th, Monday the 21st, and Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. And it looks like the Cesta Cyclones have taken control of the leaderboard over the last week here. And I'll have all of that info and the scores right after Lindsay Savin, Highlight channel producer, will explain the rules to Highlight H2H, and we'll hear some words from our participating sponsors.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, aka Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us. And we're back here, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is the H2H recap. And let's get into the battle court
standings here, we have the Cesta Cyclones. They have 33.5 points. The Rebote Renegades have 26 points. The Wall Warriors have 25 points. And the Chula Chargers have 17.5 points as it stands. Right now, Friday, the 24th or 25th. Getting the dates confused here. All I'm doing is just concentrating on High Line. So, well, for Sunday, March 20th, we had the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones, and this was another historic match. You should have watched it. You should have been paying attention on watchhighlight.com. We have the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones, and we, for the first match, we have Julin versus Carballo. Carballo takes the win 6-3 and 6-4 in straight sets. And for the second match, we have Nicholas and Manny. Manny takes the win 6-4 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the third match, we have Inaki versus Manu. Manu takes the win 6-0 and 6-2. In doubles action for the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones, we have in the fourth match Inaki and Julin versus Ikeda and Manny. Ikeda and Manny take the win 6-4 and 6-5 in split sets. In the fifth match and final match of the day for March 20th, we have Diaz and Bradley versus Joseph and Manu. Joseph and Manu take the win for the Cesta Cyclones 6-3 and 6-3, and that is another sweep for the day for the Cesta Cyclones, and it was amazing to see them push ahead here with this and right into first place on Sunday, March 20th. They wind up with 6 points for the day, blanking the Wall Warriors with 0. And on Monday, March 21st, we have the Chula Chargers versus the Rebote Renegades. And for the first match, we have Rock versus Wello. Rock takes the win 6-3 and 6-5. In the second match, we have CRB versus Ben. Ben takes the win in split set 6-4 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Correa versus Kubala. Kubala takes the win 6-4 and 6-4 in the second and third sets. And for the doubles matches, I'll just tell you the winner here. The Gucciari and Aratz, they take the win in split sets 6-5 and 6-2 for the Rebote Renegades. And for the fifth match, the winner, Chula Chargers, CRB, and Douglas, they take the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-1. And for the day, the Rebote Renegades wind up with the most points, 3.5 points, and the Chula Chargers are awarded 2.5 points. And for the next set of matches on Tuesday, March 22nd, we have the Rebote Renegades versus the Cesta Cyclones. And for the first match, Robin versus Carballo. Carballo takes the win in the second and third sets, 6-2 and 6-1. In the second match, we have Aratz and Manny. Manny takes the win 6-4 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Gucciari versus Manu. Manu takes the win 6-5 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Gucciari and Kubala versus Ikeda and Manny, and Gucciari and Kubala take the win 6-2 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Wello and Aratz versus Joseph and Manu, and Joseph and Manu finish the day with the win 6-2 and 6-2 in straight sets, giving the Cesta Cyclones further padding on their first place position. They have 4.5 points for Tuesday, March 22nd, and the Rebote Renegades wind up being awarded 1.5 points. And that will do it for this week's H2H Recap I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.